It's Military Sunday at Petco Park as the Padres play host to the Marlins, and San Diego's looking good against Tom Kohler in the fourth.
Who are not Padres in 2017. $34 million for the actual roster. Renfro gets into one. High fly ball to deep center. Yelich is back. He's at the wall, and Hunter Renfro is hit it out to dead center. A two-run shot, his fourth of the season, and the Padres extend the lead to 3-0.
And the pitch. And Stanton lines the ball out into right center. That's going to get down. Coming around third is Prado. He's going to score. Going over to third is Yelich, and Stanton, after making a big turn, almost drew a throw at first base, but he got back to the bag, and the Marlins are on the scoreboard. It's 3-1 San Diego. A hit to the outfield here could give the Marlins the lead. Here's the pitch. A ball line through the left side, base hit. Home to score is Stanton. Here comes Ozuna. He'll be held at third base. And Real Muto knocks in a run. That's his eighth RBI. And this game is now tied at 3 here in the sixth inning. Stamen to board. A swing, and here's a drive. This is to right field, and it's up, up and away, and a 3-run home run for Justin Bour. And the Marlins have taken a 6-3 lead with the long ball. Justin's third of the year. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, the pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Ball is dropped by Real Muto, picked up and thrown to first.
Kohler strikes out 7 batters in all. He records his first victory of 2017. The Marlins win the series in San Diego. Giancarlo Stanton goes 3-for-5 in the victory. So the Marlins have a successful weekend in San Diego, and Don Mattingly's club improves to 10-8 on the year.
Yeah, obviously that was a big one for us, you know, give us that cushion. And the guys before that, you know, Martin starts it off, Yelly walks, you know, Giancarlo keeps going. You know, everything kind of, you know, fell for us that inning, and we were able to just keep swinging the bat. So that was good. I thought Tom hung in there today. Didn't look like he had his good stuff. You know, missing spots and things like that. But he was able to just keep battling, and it's kind of what he does. And then we got good, you know, our bullpen was good out of that, after that. Phelps, he got a clean inning for us. You know, Zeke gave us an easy inning, and then, you know, AJ the same way. So that was nice to be able to finish that.
Between the hard hit last night for Bour and then over today, is that more of what you want to see from him?
And I just want to see good at bats. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really worried about the number as far as, say, 150 or 60 or 70 or 80 or whatever that is. Just you're looking for quality at bats. And really, that's, you know, you hope to get that.
You talked about Kohler, obviously, and right before you make that big inning, a huge double play there to get out of it and kind of limit, you know, keep it at 3 and give you a good chance.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the kind of things. Sometimes in the course of the game you miss them, but you, as the opposing manager, like, man, we let that inning get away. We didn't capitalize, and the next thing you know, you're down 3 runs. So it's one of those things you watch through the game. You never know when the momentum's going to change. You know, we could have went out and they threw up a 0 and didn't change anything, but obviously we were able to get that out and then throw up some runs.
John, was Tom close to coming out there? He had a little action in the bullpen and guys on base.
Yeah, we would have. If we had guys, we would have hit right there. So we were going to try to score. And then when JB hits the homer, then it kind of gives us the luxury of being able to send him back out there for one more and not waste a pinch hitter right there.
What is Rojas' status right now?
Good, hopefully. I was glad to not, you know, I would have used him today in an emergency. Thinking by Tuesday night, he should be ready to go, be available again. If that's not the case, then we'll, you know, obviously we'd talk about possibly doing something.
Looking ahead a little bit, Wickren will be eligible for Tuesday. Any, you know, not that Harlan's done a bad job, but any anticipated movement there?
We don't really talk about any kind of moves or we would be doing or anything that's going to happen. I don't want, you know, I wouldn't let one guy know, and that means another guy's out here guessing. Right now we're where we're at.
It did not look good for Miami starter Tom Kohler early on in this one, but the big right-hander gutted it out and picked up that first victory of the season.
You know, I was very fortunate there with that inning that we had. You know, I just had my spot come up in the lineup. I could have been done there. So, you know, JB going and hitting that big home run, and the guys just, the whole lineup, being able to turn it over and score all those runs, gave me the opportunity to pitch in the sixth and kind of, you know, maybe save one guy in the pen. And, you know, it was a great team win. You know, early on, it felt like it could have got away from me again, and I was able to make pitches to kind of make sure that that didn't happen.
And that's something we talked about yesterday. You already had the confidence in the defense, but the confidence in the offense, how much does that just continue to grow when you see what they were able to do in this one?
You know, I mean, you know, at any moment, any guy can do some damage, and everybody has the potential to drive in that big run. And guys are taking very selfless at-bats. You know, they're going up there, and they're hitting the ball well, and they're hitting it where it's pitched. And, you know, for me, I know I just got to go out there and keep it close as long as I can. And, you know, keeping it at three runs allows them to feel like that's attainable. When you get past that, you know, you got to really work. So, you know, with three runs, you're only one really, you know, a couple of swings away from things happening. So, you know, I'm really happy that we won this game. It allowed us to win the series, and hopefully we carry the momentum into Philly.
About that sequence, it was the double play. Obviously, you didn't know at the time what was going to happen next, but it, you know, enabled you guys to get the lead, obviously, in the next inning and keep it, like you said.
Yeah, you know, you're trying to get one out there, and you're trying to get him to hit the ball on the ground and let those guys behind me play. I mean, up the middle, on the corners, I mean, we're up there. I feel like we got to be as good as anybody in the league. So, you know, they were able to turn that double play, and that might be a double play that maybe some other teams can turn. And you know, I feel very fortunate to have those guys behind me. But yeah, I mean, you know, you make that pitch there and you get out of that situation, it kind of gets the momentum on your side a little bit.
You said it was a little scratchy there for a while. What did you do to get back on track?
Well, I just made sure that I continued to execute the game plan and make my pitches, not try to do too much. You know, I hung a slider there to Renfro, and he crushed it.
Right.
And, you know, that's a pitch that if it's executed might have a different result. So I just told myself, you know, it's not the pitch selection so much as the execution. Just stick to the game plan and just go back to executing pitches, and that's really all it was.
It seems like a very satisfying win overall, very satisfying win and weekend.
Yeah. Anytime, you know, you lose the first game and then you come back and win the series, it feels good. And then, you know, now we split the West Coast swing so far. Now we go into Philly and hopefully win a series, and we come out on the positive end of a road trip, and that's what you're trying to do. You're just trying to stay one up on every road trip, and then you go home and play hopefully your best baseball at home in front of your crowd. And you know, I love this team, and it's going to take wins like this and somebody else stepping it up every night for us to get to where we want to be.
Up next for the Marlins will be a series in Philadelphia beginning on Tuesday. Wei-Yin Chen will get the start in the opener.